I'm going to start another one. So Hebrew Roots basically started with Ellen White when she started teaching the Sabbath, and she was a false prophetess, false teacher. She said the Sabbath is the great command. What's the great command per Messiah? The two.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
So she was a false prophet, and out of her group sprang up other groups that started keeping Sabbath. That was in the middle 1800s. And you had a man in the early 1900s, like 30s and 40s, called Herbert Armstrong. You ever heard of him? Okay. Worldwide Church of God. I used to watch him when I was 12 years old on TV. This gristle old guy, it looked like his finger was a foot long, and he'd be on TV saying, "You're eating pork and not keeping the Sabbath." And I was a pagan. I didn't even know anything. I used to watch this guy. Well, he started doing Torah Roots Light. He was keeping the Sabbath. I think he was doing some festivals, but he wasn't full blown. He was like in the middle. Well, his group had a breakup, and it scattered into a bunch of groups. His son, Ted Garner Armstrong, took a bunch of people. They scattered all over. So now you got all these different Hebrew root groups in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, scattered all over, keeping a whole montage of all kinds of different beliefs. And then something amazing happens. How old are you?
44.
Okay, so do you remember when the internet came out?
Oh, yes.
Okay. It came out in the early 90s, really. None of us were using it in business until about the late 90s, but it was out in the early 90s. People were starting to use it.
The elect had it.
Okay. So in 1990, I believe it was, a magazine came out called Hebrew Roots. And the Hebrew Roots movement, one thing that they were very smart about and why they've spread like wildfire is they were one of the first religious organizations to see the internet for what it was going to be. They were on it like stink on a monkey. They were on it, all over it. All the other churches and stuff, it took them a long time to go, "What's the internet? Is this even going to be around?" The Hebrew Roots movement jumped on it, and it spread like wildfire, and it started in the 1990s is where it really spread. And a lot of it is spread by women. A lot of women get caught up in this because they love the emotionalism, they love the dancing, they love the festivals. And I've talked to hundreds of Hebrew Roots, and I would say 75% of the men I've talked to, their wives have gotten them into it. And who did Satan deceive in the garden? Eve. Goes for the women, goes for the soft underbelly. And
worldwide, so his wife was the one who was a Sabbath believer. The minister we were talking about.
Herbert Armstrong, he was a Sabbath keeper.
Well, his wife was at first, and I read his article. He was Sunday all the way.
And he led her right into it. She led him into it.
She said that if you can explain to me where it is in Scripture. So he went and did the research and found out his wife was correct. And
No, Sunday's not the Lord's Day, I agree, but Saturday is not for today. We're keeping the Sabbath right now, resting in Christ. Mm-hmm. And so my point is, Hebrew Roots is a new phenomenon, and every single group that is made of man has a start. Roman Catholics, about the 9th century. Evangelicals, 1500s. Baptists, 1600s. Mormons, 1800s. Jehovah's Witnesses, early 1900s. Go look at the roots.
Yeah.
Who do I follow? Messiah? First century. And I'm keeping what he established. You guys are keeping, in love. The Bible is a progressive revelation. I love to teach this to people. Genesis to Revelation, it's always moving like this. What Hebrew Roots people did is they went from Genesis, they went through the Torah law, they got to Messiah, and they went back. Yet we're going forward to Revelation and the last days. And it's dangerous when you go backwards because you're either adding or you're taking away from the Word of God. And that's a dangerous thing to do, to get your name blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life doing that. So we need to stand where we are. And today we're in the new covenant. We're in the period of grace. I'm not a dispensationalist, but we're in the period of grace. That grace is going to come to an end soon. One day. I think it's soon. And we're not going backwards to Torah law. Now, in Israel, let's be honest, there will be some things in Israel, the Bible teaches, that are going to come back to Israel. He's coming back to Israel. He ain't coming back to America. And there will be some of the things reestablished in Israel. And it does say nations will come. But you know what? That doesn't mean that we're all Torah root keepers. He's going to be the, if you want to put it this way, he's going to be the president of the world. And people are going to have to go and meet with him. And he's going to keep the order. And so the Hebrew Roots have twisted that to say that we all have to become Hebrew Roots keepers to be of Christ. And that's just not true. Go read the book of Romans, especially 11. It talks about we're grafted into Christ, and the fig tree and the vine were grafted, the Jew and the Gentile are grafted together to make one body. And you can't even, I'm going to leave it right there, you can't even keep Torah law today. All you can do is dabble with it. But you know what's beautiful? You can keep all of the New Testament laws, and there's over 1,050 commands in the New Testament. You can keep them all. I don't know a Torah Hebrew root guy yet that does keep them. They don't preach biblical. They don't preach a biblical gospel. I don't see their fruit. They don't dress biblical. Their wives don't dress biblical. They do a bunch of unbiblical worldly things. Quick story. There was a guy in Wisconsin when I was brand new, first year of being a believer, 15 years ago. He tried to rope me into Hebrew roots. Praise God. The Spirit and the Word guided me. I said, I'm going to come to your house. He's wearing tassels, long beard. I'm going to come to your house. You teach me why I should keep Saturday Sabbath. So I go to his house with my wife. And I thought he's going to teach me. He said, it'll take a long time. I said, I love it. Teach me. Show up there. It's him, his wife, and another woman. Well, him and I start talking. Well, this other woman starts piping up. And she starts teaching me. And I turn and look at Michael. And I said, Michael, I said, I thought you and I were going to learn. The women were going to listen. I said, or you were going to teach me. Why is she talking? He goes, well, do you have a problem with that? I said, are women supposed to teach men? He goes, well, I don't think that's a problem. So that unraveled. Right. So then, so that's right in scripture. The women are to be quiet. You notice my quiet wife. She knows the word as well as I do, but she's quiet around men. But she shares the gospel with everybody that she can. She helps me. He walked in the kitchen and I'm standing in front of a TV and I'm looking at a television set and I'm going, man, I threw mine out about 2 months after I became a believer, knowing it was worldly and wicked. And I'm going, why is there a bed sheet in front of the TV? Bed sheet. I'll admit I was nosy. I'll admit it. I'm testing him. I go, welcome to the TV. And I lift the bed sheet, the corner up. He had about 157 Hollywood movies underneath the TV. When he came back out, I said, Michael.
So you didn't clean up the real leaven.
I said, Michael. I said, you're talking about leaven. You're talking about holiness. You're talking about Torah. I said, I did. I was nosy. I'm testing you. I said, what's that? He goes, well, they're only movies.
No, that's the leaven.
So I rebuked him. And I told him, I said, you're not a man of God. You're deceiving yourself. You're feminized. You're compromised. And they were drinking wine during the festivals. There you go. Zach Bauer.
Another man being drunk instead of being drunk on the Ruach, the Holy Spirit.
Go look up my testing of Zach Bauer. Put up Zach Bauer exposed. Go, you just go on the internet. Just go on Google and do it. I have Zach Bauer on Facebook telling somebody, I have no problem with people getting drunk at the festival. He's a false teacher. I'm sorry his wife died. That was tragic for his children and such. But he's a false teacher that needs to be rebuked. And he is online. Thousands of people have seen that testing of him. Same thing with Joe Fox. Joe Fox. I don't know how this guy is. Joe Fox, ex-military guy. They're in the woods doing military maneuvers along with this independent bear guy who I exposed too.
Oh, yes.
They're ready to shoot and kill. Does that sound like something Messiah would do?
So a bunch of the brothers around here, where the Father has led me, is to quietly come in and observe. So I come from the outside, I come from Texas. And when I come from Texas, I come to stand up against Judaism. Judaism coming into Christianity and the falsehood of Christianity as well. So my testimony to the brothers that I work with is when these guys come up, and they have the spirit of anger, the spirit of violence, the spirit of Esau, if you will. All right, and they come into these groups. I explain to them, let them know that Esau is a Hebrew as well. So these things are going to look quite on par. But when you're following that, you're following the spirit of the war, like the devil. A lot of people are like, well, bear independence. I said, the guy we were listening to right there, how many times did he just say the F word? What about coming out of the world, not looking like the world, being not of the world, but in the world?
See, here's the problem, though, where you're wrong. Here's where you're wrong. The Bible doesn't say we're supposed to go inside corrupt bodies and affect them. I stand outside and protest them. I don't go inside and unite to them. You're leaven then when you do that. So these people, they keep sin and they won't repent of it and they won't come out of it and they're claiming to be of the Messiah. You can't go and be part of them. All these bodies, if you find one sin in these bodies and they won't repent of it, you need to leave them. If you walked up to me and I started preaching and you heard me using the F word, what would you say?
There's no way you're a body of Messiah.
One word, one sin, you would reject me? But yet you go to bodies that keep lots of sin.
Because where they're at, what level they're at.
Oh, no. See, you're not going to give me that. That's where I'm going to end this conversation. Tom tried to tell me that. Where people are. No. You take people where they are, you teach them the truth and call them to repentance. And if they won't repent on the spot,
so did Messiah not work with you on a daily basis to the point of get you where you are, or did you just learn it all at once?
Excuse me?
I said, did the Messiah not work with you to get you to the point of where you are on a daily basis, or did you just learn it all at once?
Here's what happened. I became born again, and I began to scour the scriptures as the Spirit leads you to the scriptures, and I boast about this all the time. I boast about this all the time because I'm boasting of my Messiah, not me.
That's right.
Within 1 year.
Within 1 year.
1 year. We were 95% in our doctrine where we are today. I did have to tweak a few things after that. As I learned them, there was only a couple, then I got rid of them. But 95% in the first year with not one man helping me. Didn't know any godly men. Now, if I could do that, I'm a nobody. I'm nothing. I'm not smart. If I could do that in 1 year with just the Holy Spirit and the Word, people that have been told over and over and over, you're teaching wrong. People that have been at it and they're teachers for decades, I'm not buying it.
Well,
so don't give me that. Just the light that they're in. That doesn't go for a teacher. Tom's going to be responsible for not testing everything he teaches. James says, be careful not be many masters, because it'd be a great condemnation. I'm just working through James verse by verse. So that doesn't stand up. Now, an 18-year-old kid just learns of Jesus. I got it. We're gentle. We're calm. We teach him the doctrines. But I'll tell you what, the first time we teach him something, hey, you use the F word. Yeah, I always have. That's corruptible. That's sinful. That's not becoming our Messiah. You got to stop.
And then we should expect that they.
If he says, I'll think about it, but I think I'm going to keep using it. You don't hang out with him.
No.
You say, tell you what, we'll pray for you. We're going to put you out. When you decide to conform to that and the word, we'll let you back in. That goes for doctrine too. Mm-hmm. You don't sit there and tell somebody, oh, well, they're operating in the light they have. That's being a man pleaser. If he had all the truth and he taught it, it would cut the size of his body down by about 95%.
Mm-hmm.
So you're wrong. You're wrong. You're compromised and you're being a man pleaser. You don't just talk to people. You call them to repentance. And if they don't repent, you're removed from them.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 16, 17.
So you're calling him out based on his shows and the things that he shows according to the doctrine.
I've been sitting here for how long telling you everything? The gospel,
right.
Worldliness,
right.
Ecumenicalism. What else do you want me to, what you just said.
But I'm asking you, you've never sat and talked with him and got.
You just told me you'd leave me over one F word. What a hypocrite. Yet I've told you all this guy's sin. Now you're telling me I should sit and talk with him? Why?
That's what I'm saying. Before the Father showed
Why should I sit and talk with him?
To go with these men and sit down and talk with them. And so that's what I've been doing.
How many times does the Bible tell us to go and sit and call somebody out of sin? Jesus said, now you're talking about brother to brother. Go to your brother, one on one. He won't repent. What's the next step? Matthew 18. What's the next step?
You bring another witness.
Right? If he won't repent, what's the next step?
You bring him before the body.
If he won't repent, so three steps, what's the next step?
Then you cast him out. That's correct.
Nobody's doing that, sir. You're all just going along, getting along. You're all a bunch of men pleasers.
Well, I would consider it now.
You consider that. You need to repent of a lot of stuff.
Well,
and I'm glad this was God appointed. I love and care for your soul. You can email me. If you email and you're serious, I'll give you my cell phone. I'm happy to talk to you anytime. And test what I've said. You can't keep Torah, but you can't keep the New Testament, and you're not even doing that. And you can keep yourself pure. James says this in 1:27. Perfect religion is looking after widows and orphans. Everybody loves that part. That's fun.
Keeping yourself unspotted.
That means you don't hang out with false teachers. That means you don't sing and pray with people that keep sin. That means you dress your temple biblically. That means you come out of the world and you're a gazing stock for Christ. You don't fit in. That's keeping yourself unspotted. Go work on that, and I'd love to hear from you.
Okay.
Love you in the Lord. God be praised.